It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Just 20 wild studs from 1-888-J-SUCK. Is that a guy with 10 inches of rock hard meat? What are you waiting for?
I'm a Latin whore who loves sex. I love it when a guy does me from behind.
Hey, baby.
Oh, I love to party. And I have enough energy to keep you hard all night long. Oh, yeah.
If you are a worthless worm looking for a master, well, you found one. Get on your knees, you scum and loser told.
I may be young, but I have the sweetest tits you've ever had your mouth on, baby, and I fuck like a whore. Hey, puppy, I know you're watching me stick full, sliding in and out.
We'll paddle your pathetic ass until you're cockless.
Yes.
Hey, stud, you can give it to me anytime you want. That's right.
I'm waiting, puppy. I've got the most gorgeous set of double D's you've ever laid your eyes on. And I want you to bend me over, spread me wide, and stick it in.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, December 27th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, hobo boning, plus plumping your bladder full of air, a pre-Christmas circumcision disaster, and a pre-Christmas mock Nazi parade disaster. All this was your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniffy.
Yeah, Tim Henson, back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. We've got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story to get into. We'll be doing that in a few minutes, but first I wanted to read an email I got from DV listener Boozle. He recently had a traumatic experience, and he wanted to share with me a website he found. He says, hey Tim, longtime listener, inside show member Boozle. First off, the story on how I found this site is interesting. While misusing a sex toy of mine, definitely sounds like the start of a good story. Yes, while misusing a sex toy, I managed to force some air up my dick. Which leads me to believe he was, like, vacuum-pumping his cock. Trying to plump that little fucker up. If you are new to the idea of pumping your dick, read the instruction manual. This guy is, I don't know, sticking the hose inside his urethra or something. This guy's a mess. He doesn't understand the principles of penis pumping. You're sucking the air out around your dick. You're not pushing more air into your cock hole. Just like a guy to, you know, whip out something he doesn't know how to use and just start monkeying around with it. This is how you pop your penis. You know, a long time ago, penis pumps would come with a VHS instructional video. You don't even have to read how to use it. You can watch a porn star put the penis pump on himself and describe the process. And you know who starred in that instructional video? Our very own dickhole guy himself, Scott Taylor. And he knows a thing or two about stuff going in the urethra.
You know, my dick is actually only this long. And when it's in the pump, it grows an extra 3 inches. But the real difference is in the thickness. It's like the difference between a hot dog and a salami.
Yeah, man. After I put this pump on, my dick is so fucking hard.
Becoming a pumping pro. Tips and tricks to vacuum sealing your cock to a longer, plumper dong. Copyright 1984. Oh, hi there. I'm legendary homosexual and future AIDS sufferer, Scott Taylor. Let's get pumping.
Hi, I'm Scott Taylor.
And if we've had sex in the last 6 months, you might want to get yourself checked.
What I'm about to show you is how to enlarge your penis. You've read the book, now see the movie. I guess I'm the movie. I'm going to demonstrate it for you. What this pump does is pumps up the flesh in your cock to incredible proportions, larger than what you had before. You're really going to be amazed. I hope you have a pump at home and are watching me while I'm demonstrating it to you. I really enjoy pumping. It's my favorite pastime.
Yeah, this is how I express myself. The art of the pump. All right, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, although there is one more short clip I want you to hear.
I've been using the pump for about 5 years, and during that period, I've really increased the size of my cock. My girlfriend loves it. I love it. I've got some buddies. We all get together and pump together.
Does your girlfriend know about all these pump parties you're having with the guys? Also, another question. Does your girlfriend know about all that gay sex you're having on film for money? And final question. Does your girlfriend know you're HIV positive? I mean, it's great. You've got this penis-pumping hobby, but what you're doing is you're inflating your dick and you're creating this unwieldy AIDS harpoon. It's a heat-seeking HIV missile. Oh, I could talk about Scott Taylor all day. That man fascinates me. Anyway, back to Boozle's email here. He, you know, he got some air stuck up his dick. It went into his bladder. Whoops. He says, I got to experience the legendary dweef firsthand. The dick queef. And let me tell you that it is simultaneously the most hilarious sound and the most unpleasant experience. Now, I don't know if he knew the dick queef was coming on. If he did, I would have hoped he would have recorded it for us, but whatever. Anyways, cue me to being worried about going to die and making some questionable Google searches. So he started to look up, like, you know, air in my urethra. That led him to finding a website called bodyinflation.org. This is a fetish where people get off on the idea of inflating various body parts with air, water, silicone, whatever they have handy. Now, it's mostly a message board. However, there's a couple other sections. You can view pictures of people inflating their tits. Also, guys trying to make their bellies bigger. The main feature, though, is the message board. And a lot of these people are obsessed with the movie Willy Wonka, specifically Violet. Remember when she ate the blueberry and expanded? I believe that's their mascot. If you go to bodyinflation.org, the upper left-hand side, you can see like a roly-poly Violet from Willy Wonka. Anyway, here are a couple posts to give you an idea of what these people are up to. This is from a user named Pump It All In. Hello, I'm a new member with some fairly unusual inflation skills, and I love it so much, I just had to come and share with some people who might appreciate it. I've gotten pretty good at something that I found almost no other examples of, even on the internet. Pumping air into my bladder via my penis. Oh my god. With like a bike pump? Like, how does he do this? I've managed to take this habit pretty far. Before you say so, yes, there are risks to the practice. You could blow up your dick. I got my dick up to 32 PSI. He says, I use a 12 milliliter syringe, no needle, obviously, to gently pump air into my urethra. It's important to pee first so there's plenty of room inside. Holding the only hole for escape shut with one hand, so he's pinching his dick hole shut, I remove the pump and refill with the other hand, and then repeat. Once the urethra itself is full, the sphincter to the bladder opens backwards to allow the excess air inside. And it is this sensation that is so amazingly pleasurable to me. After inflating and usually achieving an orgasm, which is made very easy by the pressure, I simply go to the bathroom and I'm able to pee out all the air. Oh, let's just hear a dick queef. Very bubbly, foamy. Like, your dick is broken. Penises are not supposed to produce foamy urine. It's not supposed to bubble. All right, back to this guy's post here. Supposedly, there's a way this can be dangerous. Yeah, pumping air into your dick the wrong way. Of course it's dangerous, but so far I'm unaffected, and I don't intend to stop the practice anytime soon. My current record is a whopping 60 syringes in one sitting without emptying. That's 702 milliliters of air inside my bladder, and I keep practicing every day. I want to increase that number until I can take a whole liter at once, and maybe even beyond. If I'm looking for a real thrill, I've even tried putting a bike pump, oh, I knew it, to the tip of my penis for very rapid, intense air insertion. Yeah, that's where you're going to run into some problems. That's the dangerous thing. Next thing you know, he's going to be at the gas station using those fully automated ones where you type in like how much air pressure you want in your tires and you just let it go. going to just explode. All right, I obviously can't do this for long because it's impossible to tell exactly how much I've put inside, and I don't want to overexert and risk injury, but the feeling of a huge amount of air rushing past the sphincter into my bladder is unbelievable. I've also tried putting water in, but the feeling is not as intense. Odd. You'd think at bodyinflation.org there would be a lot of like-minded people, at least supportive people. No. No one was very nice to pump it all in. Most people said, "You're going to kill yourself." He says, "This person is lost soul." He replied, "I'm generally a lurker, but I can't stay silent on this one. I don't know whether any of that is true or not, but seriously, don't try it. Maybe it's possible to inflate this way, but the risk is far too high, and you'll probably die in the process. The most likely result is that you get air bubbles in your bloodstream and die horribly. Don't risk it." There are other weirdos, of course, on bodyinflation.org. For instance, the post, "I want to pop for real. He wants to literally explode. Can someone help me? I'm a male in my 30s living in Bristol, UK. My ultimate fetish is to burst for real. I appreciate it's not that easy, but anyone at all interested, private message me. We can work something out." Again, everyone replying, judgy. The first person replying says, "You want to die over a fetish? Am I reading that right?" And then Sergey replies, "Well, you're going to fucking die then." That's what he wants. He wants to go out in a blaze of glory. A little ways down, we find out the real reason why people are so concerned. It's because they don't want the body inflation community to get a bad name. If this idiot does, and it catches wind of the media, we'll never be able to shake that. It'll forever taint the community. They have such a pristine image they don't want tarnished. They're all retarded over there. Here's another thread. "A real witchcraft body inflation spell." And they link to a website called Spells of Magic. "To be honest, I'm skeptical it'll work, but I might use it for a mainstream novel I'm writing." And then someone replied, "Dude, this is not going to work. It's interesting, as I'm thinking of making a group of body inflation magicians. If you believe in magic, that it's real, message me or reply to this post." Okay, could be an okay setup for an inflation video. And then someone else replied, "This is a badly designed spell. There's a lack of coherent symbolism. The incantation sucks. I predict this spell won't work, but in the interest of magical science, I will attempt this spell as written, and I'll let you know if it works." Then a few posts later, "Update! Tried the spell, and as predicted, it did nothing. Look, if anyone wants an inflation spell to use, I can probably come up with a better one." By the way, if you do want to try the spell, here it is. All you need is water, a cup, salt, 2 stones, a little visualization, and your own voice. And you can inflate yourself really big. First up, you fill the cup with water, put a few grains of salt into the water, drop 2 stones in, and say, here we go, "Bigger and bigger I will grow according to my will, and so I can stop the inflation with my will and stop the inflation before harm. Mote it be." And then just visualize how you would inflate from your normal size to inflation, and you visualize it for a minute, and it will work. You should start to ache in your stomach. Then a minute later, you should inflate the way you visualized. The limit of how big you'll grow is 10 feet wide and 10 feet tall. You should be as round as a ball. Are there people that actually do this, that believe in this? You should be as round as a ball. You'll stay like this for 9 hours, so enjoy being a fat ball rolling around. And then, just like on Amazon, there are recommended spells, right? Other products you might like. Shape shift into anything. Gender coin curse. I don't know. Dragon shifting. Change your enemy into anything. Vampire spell. All right. A bunch of nonsense. All of this. Body inflation spells. Dick farting. I'm still not positive that's real. All right, I've seen it with my own eyes, though. All right, we're going to get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting sex stories. These are real pieces of internet erotica aimed at getting you off, but because I'm featuring them on this show, means that they're very bad. They miss the mark in a big, big way. Some might consider these stories to be the very worst of the worst on the internet. I'll let you be the judge. Let's get into today's story right now.
It's sextastic.
It's show enough is, sugar.
All right.
I'm your typical 19-year-old girl. I just finished college.
All right, the typical 19-year-old is not done with school, right? It should be your second year of school. Unless she means, like, you know, she's done for the summer.
I started my first job. I like to socialize. I like to buy new clothes.
I mean, she sounds kind of boring, doesn't she? Like, if you saw that on an online dating profile, you'd think this girl has nothing, right? Oh, she likes to talk to people. She buys clothes in her spare time. That's not a hobby. All right.
I like to buy clothes and read girly magazines. I'm medium height. I mean, give us, you know, foot in inches or something. I'm medium height, dark hair, blue eyes. My body has developed well, and I have fairly big C-cup breasts and a nice pert ass. I keep my pussy trimmed.
All right, now it's sounding more like an online profile.
I keep my pussy trimmed, and I go to the gym a couple of times a week. Other than that, there's this thing that's different about me. Something I don't like, but it turns me on. It all started when my parents got broadband installed in our house.
This story must have been written in the early 2000s.
I browsed the internet like anyone else would. Then one of my girlfriends told me she looked at porn online. Can you believe it? Porn! I never looked at porn before or felt the need. You know, I masturbate when I'm horny, and I've had sex with a couple of guys my age. But after she told me this, and I next became horny, I just decided to have a little glance. Now, I must admit, I got turned on looking at big cocks plunging into tight holes. I enjoyed seeing cum shots. I enjoyed the whole experience.
Yeah, porn is pretty great. My pussy gushed with juices, and I played with my sudden hole. What does that mean? Like a hole just appeared? Lady, you need to get to the doctor. You got some sores and you're fingering them? It doesn't make any sense.
A whole new world of sexual excitement had opened up to me. That was all fine, and it became a regular habit. Then one day, something happened.
This story is great because we're like three paragraphs in and I still have no idea where it's going. A common thing that we have figured out about Sextastic Tuesday porn stories is that usually within the first three words of the first sentence, there's going to be a clue in there as to where the story's going. Like, it'll be like,
my name is Rebecca, and I've got a dog.
And you're like, oh, she's going to get fucked by a dog. Somehow that dog's going to play a big part in the story. All right, where are we at here? Something happened.
I browsed to one video clip site to a link, but then about five pop-up windows opened up, and I immediately tried to close them. Some were basic porn ads, but one of them caught my eye and shocked me. It was an advertisement for old and young porn, and showed a gray-haired, wrinkly old man, probably in his 80s, with his elderly cock being sucked by a girl who looked to be only just older than myself. I was surprised to see this, and the subject never really occurred to me. I closed the window and thought nothing of it, until the next time I got horny.
There it is. It took four paragraphs, but there was our clue. So now a few weeks pass, and this girl gets a phone call from one of her friends, right?
One of my friends phoned up in quite a state. I calmed her down, and she explained to me that she had been flashed while taking a shortcut through home in the woods. I asked her for more details and got a description of the man. My friend said, he was old. He looked homeless in a dirty old trench coat, nothing underneath. He must have been at least 80 years old. And that's when my heart skipped a beat. 80 years old? A dirty old man? I asked, did he have a big cock? And my friend replied, this isn't funny. I immediately told my friend I had to go. And so I grabbed my door keys and off I went in search to see an old man's penis. It took me 5 minutes to get to the woods on my bicycle. I hid it in some nearby bushes.
Yeah, you don't want the old man to rape you and steal your bicycle.
And walked towards the main pathway, trying to act as naturally as I could. My heart was beating so fast, and I kind of felt scared. I didn't know anything about this man or what he planned to do. Was he just happy to flash, or was he a rapist? I don't know. It was so exciting. I didn't really know, but my kinky side just wanted to see an 80-year-old man's cock. I almost didn't care what happened. Suddenly, on the path ahead of me, a figure lurched. Sure enough, it was an old man with thinning gray hair, a dirty gray beard, and almost certainly a hobo. My dream date! His dirty, mud-stained trench coat.
Let's hope it's mud. Best case scenario, it's mud. All right. So yeah, he's got the dirty, mud-stained trench coat.
It looked undersized and covered only to his knees, and he held it closed with both hands. He was slightly stooped over as he wandered towards me, and I pretended to be going about my normal business.
Business.
No sooner had I taken a few steps forward than he looked up at me, shot me a lecherous, toothless grin, and ripped open the soiled garment he wore. I gasped! And my eyes opened widely as there before me, this filthy old homeless pig proudly displayed a big, veiny monster of a cock! It almost didn't look like it should be on his body! The rest of him was skin and bones and wispy gray hair. His ball sack, though, was saggy and hung low with two chunky...
I'm sorry.
His ball sack was saggy and hung very low with two chunky-looking testicles.
Chunky. What a way to describe it. Chunky-style testicles. New Campbell's chunky-style testicle. Good. All right. Chunky-looking testicles.
But I could not move my eyes from his hardened cock. It pointed straight at me like a loaded weapon. He was so ugly, and he looked so confused. Obviously, he was used to his victims running away in fear. He found one cute little girl awestruck at the sight before her and seemingly with running away the last thing on her mind. In fact, I was started to wonder if I should be running as he growled and gripped onto his meat, wanking himself off in front of me. I was mesmerized as I watched his bony hand slide up and down the fat shaft, his cum obviously boiling up in his balls and begging to be set free.
Wow, this is a real author. She's good.
He took a step forward towards me and stopped. Perhaps testing my resolve. Confident that I wasn't going anywhere, he took three more steps. And now he was right in front of me! I was inches away from his monster cock! But I also became aware of a foul stench! He had clearly not washed for a long time. Like, yeah, what did you expect?
He's an insane, dirty hobo.
I figured I should probably leave.
Oh, good idea.
Reaching out, he grabbed my wrist and pulled my hand towards his bobbing member. I struggled to pull free, and in doing so, I fell backwards, my legs widening to help break my fall, but in doing so, exposed my white panties. He immediately leaned in. His face was inches from me, and his breath was putrid in the fresh air of the forest.
You naughty little slut, he hissed.
He hissed as he stuck his tongue out and licked my lips.
Ah!
I was repulsed, and yet my submissive side was starting to get aroused. I stuck my tongue out for him in return, and he wasted no time in taking the chance to slide his slimy offering into my mouth, working it around and filling me with his horrible saliva. I could feel his cock pushing against my stomach, and I reached down for it, gasping as I realized I couldn't grip my entire hand around his girth.
Maybe he pumps. Check out my profile on bodyinflation.org.
All right.
The old man lifted my top off and over my head and practically tore my bra off. He lifted my skirt and pushed me to the ground, yanking my panties aside and plunging his tongue into my moist private place. Let me taste your filthy cock, I begged, and he obliged, rolling me around and thrusting it into my mouth, gripping at my hair as he did so. Maybe it was the lack of sex in his life, but he became very aggressive.
So you're surprised the homeless rapist isn't a more gentle lover. And you expect us to believe you're a college graduate? All right,
he was fucking my mouth and spitting on my face. He even slapped me a couple times when his cock slipped from my mouth. Mascara ran down my face in tears, caused my gagging on his beastly penis. But it didn't stop him. If anything, he got more aroused, and he spun me on my back, pushing his cock so deep that his stanky old balls slapped against my nose. And then he ordered me on all fours and in one swift move stuffed his entire length deep into my dripping cunt. Then he shoved my gooey ripped knickers into my mouth. His cock drove so deep and my pussy gaped so wide, and the whole situation just sent me over the edge. I gushed hot pussy juice all over his cock as I came hard, spitting the soiled undies from my mouth and crying out in joy. That's how I met my husband. We live under a bridge and we eat crickets for dinner. I'm so happy with my life. How everything turned out.
All right, now,
with his right hand, he jacked his throbbing cock off until he blasted stream after stream of rancid, sticky, streaming hot hobo spunk all on side of my face. Before I could say a word or react, he grabbed his coat and ran off into the woods.
Just like a guy. Pump and dump.
I'm really sorry. I can't be tied down to one person right now.
He said as he ran off.
No.
Before I could say a word or react, he grabbed his coat and ran off into the woods, leaving me a dirty mess upon the floor. I mopped the spunk off my face with my panties before discarding them in a nearby bush. I dressed and I made a hasty exit before anyone walked by. My pussy was still tingling.
That's the syphilis, probably.
And I ended up playing with myself four times that day. I had completely given myself over to being a submissive slut for a very old, homeless, dirty, stinky man. The end.
There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for December 27th, 2016, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. You know, if you have a partner, you're going to be having sex on New Year's. It's just something people are supposed to do. Why not spice things up? Get 2017 started right with a new sex toy, or maybe some S&M gear, some fuck furniture, or just necessities, lubes, condoms, sprays, I don't know. There's some sprays to keep your erection long, you know, last longer or something. Go to AdamandEve.com. They've got over 20,000 adult products, and for a limited time, when you use coupon code FREAK, FREAK, you'll receive just about any item at 50% off, half off any item just for using coupon code FREAK. You'll also receive three free movies on DVD, the Power O vibrating ring, which is awesome for him and her. It fits around your dick, it makes your erection last longer, and it prevents premature ejaculation. All good things for guys, and it'll stimulate her clit. Vibrates or whatever. And finally, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. It's a great deal. Coupon code FREAK at 50% off just about any item. Three free movies, that Power O vibrating ring, and free shipping on your entire order. Again, AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news. Bye now. Of starting the new year off right, why not become a true and honorable freak today? DV's member site, the Super Freak Sideshow, is now accepting new applications for members. We're a very selective private men's club. No, we'll take anybody. Just fork over a little bit of cash. And I do mean little. Very inexpensive. Monthly memberships are $6.99. You'll pay even less if you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. When you do, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do bonus material, including an exclusive program we'll be doing later this week. Also, a mini program, or as we call them, chunklets or churdlets. So check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, the principal of a Taiwanese school whose students held a mock Nazi rally for a Christmas parade, festive, has resigned. Ching Xiaoming, head of the Kwang Fu High School, kind of rhymes, in Hsinchu, said he took full responsibility and apologized. Friday's rally featured a parade of swastika banners and a cardboard tank carrying one student performing a Nazi salute. You know, you always hear about Adolf Hitler hating on the Jews, and then the Nazis didn't like the gays, but no one really liked the gays back then. Well, how did Adolf feel? We're on a first name basis. How did A-Dog feel about Taiwanese people? He was big on talking about the Aryan race, the master race. Can't imagine he was that fond of Asians. Friday's rally, again, featured, you know, the swastika banners, cardboard tank, Nazi salutes. Israel's representative called the event deplorable. That really should be the word of the year. You know how, like, I don't know, Merriam-Webster or whatever picks a word of the year? Deplorable. I hear that a lot. I'm just throwing that out there. If you haven't picked a word of the year, look up, think about deplorable. Israel's representative called the event deplorable, and Taiwan's presidential office has apologized. By the way, if you want to see a screenshot from this Nazi rally, this high school Nazi rally, mock Nazi rally for Christmas. Come on, lighten up, everyone. You can go to distortedview.com or superfreaksociety.com. It is today's featured image. Announcing his resignation, Mr. Cheng said, as educators, we should have taught students to have the right values. We will learn from this mistake. It's hard to believe this was a mistake. It's a rather large blunder, and it took a lot of effort. You know what I mean? You had to print up all those Nazi signs and propaganda material, and not to mention building a tank out of cardboard, and they're all dressed up in matching suits, you know, like Nazi uniforms and stuff. Like, a lot of effort was put into this. At no point did anyone say, guys, wait a second, Nazis are bad. We shouldn't align ourselves with the Nazi party or their values. And also, it has nothing to do with Christmas. To me, it sounds like someone really wanted to shoehorn in this Nazi theme into the Christmas pageant. All right. He said the school would hold a series of educational programs, including showing films about the Holocaust, such as Schindler's List and Life is Beautiful. It's a depressing week of programming. The Israel Economic and Cultural Office also was invited to address students. The Taipei Times said that one of the school's teachers, Lu Shisheng, had suggested Arabic culture as the theme for the parade. Again, I don't know why this has anything to do with Christmas. The students decided to go with the Hitler after two rounds of voting. The paper said some students opted for the Nazis for Christmas and Thanksgiving costume parade because they could easily convert their school uniforms. Oh, they just wanted to put as little effort as possible. All right, after the images emerged, Asher Yardin, Israel's representative in Taiwan, said, "We strongly condemn this tasteless occurrence and call on the Taiwanese authorities in all levels to initiate educational programs which would introduce the meaning of the Holocaust and teach its history and universal meaning." So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Just as it's never appropriate to stage a Nazi parade, it's never okay to dress in blackface, especially if you're an elected official. I mean, I might be able to get away with it. I have gotten away with it. I'm pretty sure I smeared my face in Hershey syrup and acted like a black person at some point on a live video cast. I'm sure that video will resurface at the worst possible time. But yeah, so a council boss over there in the UK is being investigated of photos of him blackened up. Ian Crothers, vice chairman of the Belford Parish Council, sparked an outcry when he posted a photo of himself in the outfit on Facebook. Local residents, see, now I'm conflicted. I want to make this today's featured image, but we also have the Nazi thing. Maybe I could have just the, like, a big picture of the Nazi parade, and then in the corner, like, a postage-size stamp image of this guy in blackface. It would just really confuse people who are not familiar with the story. Be like, what does this Nazi thing have to do with blackface? One of the blackface guys a Nazi? What's going on? Local resident Jeff Stafford brought up the image at a parish council meeting on December 15th and called for Crothers to step down. The photo, which appears to date from 2009, you know, back when blackface was okay, was taken when Crothers was a parish counselor. When I moved back to Belford permanently in January 2014, a friend, who is black, drove the removal van for me. We called in at a shop. As we came out, he said to me, "What a friendly place." That was his first impression of Belford, thanks to the staff in the shop. Yesterday, I showed him some public photographs from Facebook, which seemed to show the vice chair of Belford Parish Council dressed as a gollywog. Whatever that is. I guess that's like a blackface caricature thing. Actually, I'm doing a Wikipedia search here. It's a black fictional character created by Florence Kate Upton. It appears in children's books in the late 19th century. It's depicted as a type of rag doll, like a black nappy-headed, red-lipped stereotype thing. It's, I guess, the least known anti-black caricature in the United States. That's why I probably mispronounced it, or at least I don't know what it is. A gollywog. More popular in the UK, I guess. There are about a half dozen photos from 2009, and the counselor has chosen to make one his current Facebook cover image. Probably a bad idea. He added that his friend told him, "I find that racist." Most people find that racist. To me, it shows that he's not in touch with current culture and is disrespectful to the African and Caribbean communities. For a public figure to dress up as one is not cool. The chair of the parish council, Brenda Stanton, responded by saying, "I cannot answer for anybody dressing up in fancy dress because that has nothing to do with this parish council. He is not being a parish counselor when he's dressing up. Once he leaves this room, I can't control what he does." She then said that she is going to investigate the code of conduct and we'll get back to you to let you know whether this there has been, in fact, a breach of the code. And finally, today, freaks, surgeons have severed the tip. You know what's coming. Surgeons have severed the tip of a 10-year-old boy's penis when a circumcision operation went horribly wrong. The boy, who has not been named, was rushed to a hospital in Kuala Lumpur after doctors at a suburban clinic in Taman Sharif Utama botched the procedure. It's not entirely clear how the mistake was made, but it seems as though the surgeon's laser scalpel may have slipped during the procedure on December 20th. I know what this little boy asked Santa Claus for. According to Malaysia's Star newspaper, the boy's father was waiting patiently outside when he was told that part of his son's cock had been accidentally severed. After being rushed to the university hospital and then to another specialist, doctors managed to successfully reattach the two parts of the boy's penis. So it's like the laser slipped and sliced it into two halves. Like when you cut up a hot dog for a little child and you make the hot dog have like legs and stuff. Or maybe you use that product, the As Seen on TV item, the Happy Hot Dog Man. This was not a happy hot dog, though. Do you know what I'm talking about? No? Okay, I'll just move on. All right, the dad has since filed a complaint with the police. Doesn't sound like that's a strong enough legal filing. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter. Like, no, you should be suing for hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars. The surgeon was not named, but he said that he has a medical degree from Pakistan, as well as 21 years of experience. The clinic, which had been operating for 15 years, was found to have not been registered with Malaysia's health ministry. That's a little fishy. Although this is like the first botched circumcision in 15 years. Come on. Everyone has an off day. Also, you don't know, maybe it was the laser scalpel that was failing. Maybe some dust got in there or something. I don't know. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, it's been a while since we've done voicemails, so now I'm backed up even further on the regular voicemails and my Patreon. So today we're just going to do Patreon calls from my patrons, people who have pledged money at patreon.com/distortedview. I urge you all, if you've got a couple extra dollars a month, to support DV that way. There's a link on our show notes. When you do, you'll get access to a special voicemail line and you can cut to the front of the line. I've got like hundreds of voicemails I'm behind, right? But these people have called in just very recently. So let's start with those idiots.
Johnson Brown here. My sincere condolences to poor little Timmy Boo Henson. It is terrible that you were shot up by brown people in the ghetto and are now confined to a wheelchair.
Yeah, strip club DJ used to do this thing where he would call into internet radio stations and do like requests or dedications. They'd have the host dedicate a song to me or talk about me. And they would say, strip club would be like, "Yeah, my friend Timmy Boo got shot up in the hood. He's in a wheelchair." It really elicited a lot of sympathy, right? And so here's one of them.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is Samantha Labs on the phone or on the internet?
Yes, this is a spiritual intention. I have a patient of mine that I'm taking care of named Jimmy Boo Henson. He's paralyzed. I'm taking care of him at the rehab center where I do my volunteer work.
All right, well, I'll pray for Jimmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy, thank you for correcting me. Timmy, so I'm calling on you right now in Jesus' name. to move upon Timmy right now, Timmy Boo. We call him back to life right now in Jesus' name, all the way. We speak life to his body. We speak life to his colon, Father, right now in Jesus' name. A colon reconstructive surgery right now in Jesus' name. I pray right now you put your hand in there, Father. You begin to heal that right now in Jesus' name. And begin to right now, Father, he'd be completely healed right now in Jesus' name. Even the neck, Father, the neck area, Father, we speak life.
I'd like to focus on the colon, though.
Hey, I had a great idea for a website called FappableFeminist.com. Basically, we provide a platform for people to Photoshop Tumblr feminists into real women with sex appeal. And then users will vote on the improved images and masturbate the dick to them.
It's like feminist makeover. Like, turn them sexy, and then they can. Then it's like there's like a beauty pageant almost.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Superfly here. Hey, buddy, I just, first of all, I want to wish you Merry fucking Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry fucking Christmas to you, too.
Christmas, but hey, what the fuck. And I was calling also, you had talked about your neglectful parents taking you to a bar as a child.
Yeah.
I'm just a couple of years younger than you, and back in, like, the early 90s, I think, it wasn't really such a big deal,
yeah,
but I think it's kind of like
there's like a stigma attached to taking your child to a bar at 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning. When really, it's just, you know, it's quality, spending quality time with your child.
It wasn't really such a big deal, but I think it's kind of like if it's like a bar and grill.
Oh, if it's like a place to get food, that's totally acceptable. Still, this place was just a bar. Like, when I say my dad got me a snack to eat, it was like, you know, bar nuts.
I think it's not seen as a big deal, especially if, you know, parents are with you.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, my dad was a bowler, and we went to this bowling alley that had...
But that's different because it's bowling, right? Like, the bar that my dad did, that's all. It was just drunk people. There was,
you know,
nothing else going on there.
Grill, but they were kind of separate, you know?
Oh, okay,
So the kids were not allowed in the bar, you know? And it might have just been because I was the adult's refuge from the screaming snot-nosed kids that ran around that place all the time. But, you know, I think that might be the dividing line. One last thing, you're talking about places to move. Have you considered coming back to Dallas? I know you've been here before.
It's so hot there.
Really,
too hot.
You know, talk shit about the city itself, but just more the situation with grill talk, I think it was.
Yeah.
But man, you know, it's pretty affordable out here. It's a fairly progressive city.
Yeah, I mean, most of Texas, when I was, like, driving through it, was a shithole. I hated it. But Dallas was actually pretty nice.
You don't really hear about gay bashers out here. And most people
I don't care about that.
Just take it for granted. There's a whole gay section in Dallas, you know, that's fairly well known and has the pride parades and everything. And,
yeah.
There's some technical firms out here, too.
I don't know. I don't like the location. We're so close to Mexico. I don't know. When I was there, again, I was only there for a short time, but I must have been there in the wrong month. It was like July, and it was about 700 degrees every day. Very uncomfortable.
Jimmy Roo Haley's comment calling up about your Christmas Eve episode, and I wanted to make a quick comment about the word packy. While it is a racial slur for someone of Pakistani descent, here in New England, I didn't grow up in New England, but I live in New England, it's a common term for a liquor store. Packy is short for a package store.
Oh.
And the way they got that term is from the days of Prohibition, where people would go to the package store to buy a package. Wonderful little euphemism for speakeasies that sold you, you know, takeaway packages of liquor. So, we call them package stores, they're packies, and it's kind of an interesting dynamic when you hear someone casually refer.
So I sort of got a defense. If someone ever hears me saying, hey, let's go to the Packy Mart, I'll be like, no, it's package from the Prohibition days. Get some education, asshole!
To going to the Packy when it's run by Pakistani people.
Oh.
because you're never quite certain whether they're using a New England colloquialism or a liquor store, or if they're being racist. Do you?
I learned how to write in colloquialism in school. Oh, that's... I'm getting calligraphy mixed up with that word that you said that I obviously cannot pronounce. Colloquial. I don't think I've ever said that word out loud before, and I just learned that I can't say it. Colloquialism. I sound like I'm drunk trying to say it. Colloquialism. I gotta practice that one. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tim. Just after Christmas, and I was listening to the show, and you played the non-consensual incest porn from Esau.
Oh, that was a good one.
I was curious how the actor was, like if she cried and stuff, you know, keeping it realistic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, she was crying, like, she was acting like she was crying, but you could tell that she wasn't really crying.
I think you missed a very important and, in my point of view, quite funny component, and that's at the very end, the father comes inside of his daughter, and then after he does, she says, "Why would you do that? I'm not on birth control." I think that's a great piece of audio that you might have missed. Anyway.
Oh, no, I caught that. I just prefer to let the work speak for itself. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD is an OH-GOD. I cannot pronounce colloquialism. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Rare hormonal condition called gigantomastia.